Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Intermittent fasting. And we've all heard about it. It's a diet pattern that involves alternating between periods of fasting and eating. And you can apparently lower your blood pressure and it helps people lose weight. That's what past research has indicated. Well, there's a new study out brought to light from the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions in Chicago. Why wasn't I invited? I don't know. And they challenged the notion that intermittent fasting is good for heart health. Instead, researchers from Shanghai Jiaotong University School of Medicine in China, I mean, they got an invitation to the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions in Chicago. I didn't. But the researchers from Shanghai Jiaotong University School of Medicine in China, they got an invitation, and they found that people who restricted food consumption to less than 8 hours per day had a 91% risk of dying from cardiovascular disease over a median period of 8 years relative to people who ate across 12 to 16 hours. Now, they based this on the eating habits of 20,000 U.S. adults. Study found those who followed an 8-hour eating plan had a 91% higher chance of cardiovascular death than people who ate across a more traditional 12 to 16 hours a day. Still, the previous research still shows that the intermittent fasting can help with obesity and it can help with hypertension, but I guess not good enough. Yeah, we're helping you be less fat and we're helping your hypertension, but you have a higher risk of dying from heart disease. Oh, well, that doesn't make me want to do intermittent fasting anymore, but okay. Just remember that if you're thinking about intermittent fasting, there's also research investigating the association between the intermittent fasting and the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. Just remember. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Speaking of losing weight and doing different things to lose weight, we all know about Ozempic and how it brought down Weight Watchers and Oprah Winfrey. Well, Monday night, for those of you listening live, today is Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2024. Bachelor fans were a little upset. They discovered that Oprah Winfrey had an infomercial for Ozempic Monday night. Now, for Bachelor fans, it was a highly anticipated episode of The Women Tell All. I did see the promo for this. I don't remember where I saw it, what show I was watching, because this is an ABC show, and I don't watch a lot of shows on ABC, but I did see the promo for The Women Tell All episode. Now, it regularly airs at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, it didn't air until 9 p.m. Eastern, so they still got the episode, but the Bachelor fans were like, hey, why is Oprah on my TV talking about Ozempic when I'm supposed to be watching the Bachelor Women Tells All episode? Why? Why? That's because Oprah rules, okay? And Oprah rules ABC. So when Oprah says, you know what, I'd like to do an infomercial on Ozempic, and I want to do it at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. All other shows get bumped. That's just the way it works. It's the ABC special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. And we can, we'll just push back all the other shows. So, yeah, sure, we love you, and thanks for watching our other shows. But the big O needed to do a special. I see where Elon Musk and Don Lemon interview still in the news. It won't go away. Pretty incredible that it's lived this long. And it's only because it was really, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Not good. But it got a lot of information out. No question about that. I loved the fact that in the interview, Elon said, yeah, I met with Donald Trump in Florida. I wasn't scheduled. I was at breakfast at a friend's place, and Donald Trump came by. He didn't ask me for a donation. He didn't ask me for anything. I don't plan on loaning him any money. In fact, I don't even plan on giving him any money for the campaign at all. I was at breakfast at a friend's place, and he said, hey, do you mind if Donald comes by? And I was like, no, that's fine. So he came by, and, you know, no problem. He said Don likes talking. He did most of the talking. And he didn't say anything that he hadn't said publicly. And that was it. Just a breakfast. And then he talked about his ketamine use with the Don Lemon interview. But I think my favorite part, you know, we talked about some of the things that Don Lemon demanded, which, you know, is either true or not true. We're hearing, you know, reports from both sides that I didn't demand all of this and that's not what I wanted. Well, you didn't get any of it. Because Elon said, no, we're not paying you to do a show on X, okay? You can still post your stuff, but we're not paying you to be part of the show. One of the things reported that wasn't in the first report of what Don had asked for, which I think is a great idea, and I hate to be on Don Lemon's side here, but Don Lemon wanted a free ride on Elon Musk's rocket to host the first podcast in space. That's a good idea. That would have been fun. I doesn't need to be Don, but that needs to happen. Like, I would like to have a show, you know, do Chewing the Fat in the metaverse, downtown metaverse, and to do a podcast, do a show in space. That would be awesome. I mean, Tom Cruise is going to film a movie in space, and someone should do a podcast in space. Probably going to be Joe Rogan, but it should be. Well, it should be Chewing the Fat. But it was a good idea from Don Lemon. And, you know, everybody gets one, right? Do you remember a time when vital medications didn't get rationed in the United States? I mean, that used to be something that happened in other countries and not here. That's not the way things are anymore. Let's say we had a cyber attack here in the U.S. Just to say, if something like that happened. I mean, sure, the U.S. government has issued a warning about cyber attacks on the country's water systems, claiming threats linked to China and Iran. Sure, a letter by the EPA administrator and the NSA advisor said that these attacks can potentially harm the critical lifeline of clean and safe drinking water, as well as impose significant costs on affected communities. Sure, there's that going on. That's just maybe one of the reasons that you need to have a Jace case on hand. The Jace case is a personalized emergency medication kit that contains 5 essential antibiotics, which treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. It's customizable. Dozens of add-on medications available, so you can choose the ones that best fit you and your family's needs. They even have ivermectin as an add-on. And you can get gift cards for your family or loved ones so that they can get and customize Jace cases of their own. Jace is simple. You go online, fill out a form, and then you get the prescription. You get all the life-saving medications delivered right to your door. The Jace case gives you peace of mind so that you're not just hoping you have access to medication in an emergency. Yeah, you want to do more than hope. You want to have it. Go to jacemedical.com. Enter code Jeffy at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, at jasemedical.com. jacemedical.com. I see where billionaire philanthropist Ms. Mackenzie Scott, you remember her, the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos and a co-founder of Amazon, she has donated another $640 million to 361 nonprofit groups. chewingthefat.org, I believe, is... Oh, that's not a thing? Oh, well, it should be. I'm happy if Mackenzie has given out some more cash. I'm here for you, Mackenzie. I know she's keeping good on her word to donate at least half of her wealth to charity as part of her giving pledge. Oh, that's so wonderful. Jeff is not part of that, by the way. Just so you know, Jeff has said, no, not talking about that. So the latest round of donations, which varied from gifts of $1 million to $2 million, were awarded to the nonprofit groups across the country with a variety of focuses: the arts, affordable housing, education, public health, immigration, and diversity. In her post on her Yield Giving website, she wrote that those community-led groups were elevated by peer organizations and Round 2 Elevation Panel for their outstanding work advancing the voices and opportunities of individuals and families of meager or modest means, and groups who have met with discrimination and other systemic obstacles. Now, the organizations were chosen from a pool of over 6,000 applicants. Yeah, everybody wants a piece of Mackenzie. Everybody wants a piece of that. So, me too, Mackenzie. Me too. So if you feel the need and you wake up one day and you go, man, I just need to give some money away. Jeff Fisher, you can email me at chewingthefatattheblaze.com. You can DM me on X at JeffyJFR. You can message me on Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio, on Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio. You can message me on my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You know what, Mackenzie? What you could do is you could order a cameo from me at JeffyJFR on the Cameo app, and then you could pay for the Cameo app and then give me a tip of, say, I don't know, $2 million. That'd be fine. I'm okay with that. That's a way around my, you know, my philanthropist ways, is just pay me for the Cameo. And then give me a tip of $1 million or
You're
two.
Such a whore.
What do you mean?
You're such a whore,
what
dude.
What are you talking about? I'm just helping Mackenzie out. She's the one that wants to give away her money. She's worth, what, $38 billion? Something like that? Maybe less than that now. Maybe, I don't know, $36 billion. And she wants to give it away? I'm here for her. So, just saying. You know what, Mackenzie? I will give you the best Cameo ever. You are lying. I am here for you, Mackenzie. How you doing? Oh yeah. Oh no, that's from her husband. Don't do that. No, turn that off. That'll get a reminder of Jeff. Don't turn that off. No, that was on the Blue Origin. No, we can't mention that. That'll piss her off. I don't wanna do that. Honey, it's okay. He wasn't thinking. Just order the Cameo and send me a tip, okay? Yeah, just do the music. We can do that. Oh, yeah, Mackenzie. Yeah. I know. I think you should be giving away half your money, too, with your giving pledge. Oh, yeah. Slide on over here, Mackenzie.
Wait.
No, see, now you're pissing her off again. Oh, Jesus. Don't do that. Oh, man, I don't want to piss Mackenzie off. Ooh. Man, for sure I don't want to do that. I guess I'm just going to be left with, well, can I win the lotto? No one won the Mega again. $977 million is the jackpot. $461.0 million is the cash payout. And we have a Powerball tonight, the 20th of March, 2024, for a measly $687 million jackpot, $327.3 million cash payout. So, Mackenzie, you know, if you're not going to order the Cameo and then tip me a million or two, I'll just have to hope for the lotto. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. So let's say you absolutely, positively have to buy or sell a home. And let's face it, sometimes you just have to. You're going to want real estate agents I trust on your side. Now, it's a company that a guy down the hall created a long time ago Glenn Beck, and he tried to sell a home for I don't know, it felt like for years, and he finally sold it for nothing, just to finally get rid of it. And he was tired of dealing with incompetent real estate agents, which is why he started Real Estate Agents I Trust. And he figured that a lot of people might be tired of dealing with incompetent real estate agents. And, I believe he was right. Buying and selling a home sucks. It's a lot of work. It can be confusing. And you don't want to be making a lot of mistakes, especially this time around. So agents they work with are the best in your area. They're the top sellers. They know the lay of the land and the best practices to get you and your family where you need to go, whether it's across the street or across the country. Most of these agents are fans of this show, so you'll have a little something in common. I like that. And do yourself and your family a favor. Check them out today. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. Now, it says here in the copy, Real Estate Agents I Trust, the name says it all. I don't think I need to say that. I believe that the name really does say it all, so I don't need to say that. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. There's a new online Harris X poll, and it was conducted earlier this week. 1,000 adults in the U.S. took part, and they were weighted by the following criteria: gender, age, race, income, and regions, and were necessary to reflect the population. Movie theaters versus streaming platforms. Okay? Movie theaters versus streaming platforms. 34% of the adults in the United States prefer watching films in movie theaters over streaming them at home. That means that 66% of U.S. adults, we want to watch it at home. The theater's great and all. And I love the little tilt back chairs and you're delivering me food and everything. But I'm just going to watch it right here in my living room. Okay. So I know it's exclusive at the movie theater, but let's just watch it here. Boy, that's a striking poll for the movies. And this is why the movie theaters fought so hard to keep the first round of movies and save the movie theaters. Hollywood's trying to save the movie theaters. Good luck with that. I see where your girl Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, has now become Disney Plus's most streamed music film 3 days after its release on the streaming service. So congratulations to Taylor. I do like the breakdown of most streamed music film. Had 4.6 million views on Disney Plus in the first 3 days of release, making it the number one music film. Swifties watched 16.2 million hours of the blockbuster 3.5-hour concert film. just incredible. Congratulations to Taylor and being the number one music streamed movie on Disney. Ugh. And then I see where her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, is in talks to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I don't think this is going to be the theme song of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, but you never know. I mean, he might fight for that. So Travis Kelce, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader for Amazon. Now, they're doing great podcasts with his brother, which I love, but I'm not. He previously hosted a dating show, which I did not know about this, Catching Kelce for the USA Network. That was before he got together with Taylor. Was that just him saying, I need a date? And he'd show up on the show. You? Yeah, okay. I'll take you and we'll go out with you. That's awesome. Catching Kelsey. That is. It's like the dating game with Kelsey. That's awesome. So this show, I guess, they want him to do it. According to this, anybody, did they ask? There was also a syndicated version of Reboot. That's what I thought. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader by John Cena? And didn't What's-His-Face do that as well? Jeff Foxworthy? Didn't he do that as well? Anyway, I find it interesting. Look, Travis is a great football player, Hall of Fame football player. I'm interested in what he has to say about football. Am I interested to know if he is smarter than a fifth grader? That's not the way this show works, Jeff. I know. But my question is he actually smarter than a fifth grader? I don't want to besmirch Travis Kelce. I'm sure he's a fine man. But is he? My question is, that should be the game show. Are you, Travis, smarter than a fifth grader? I'm not bad-mouthing Travis at all. I mean, Travis is dating what's-her-face, Taylor. And that doesn't mean he's smart. That just means that, he fell in love with Taylor. And he's, right! He's traveling the world. He's living large. He's made a lot of money. She's worth a bunch of money. And they're in love. So he's busy tearing up Taylor all around the world. I love it.
But that's the thing. That's the thing.
What do you mean that's the thing?
We're dating. We're not. What is it you
said? Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's. I'm sure he's not tearing that up.
I hope not. She's a Christian woman. She calls herself a Christian. So she better be dating.
Chris.
Fisher.
Stop it.
She said she's a Christian woman.
I know. She may have said that.
So that means...
I don't know that.
That
but
means
I'll take your word for
there
it.
There should not be any tearing nothing up. You're dating. You wait for marriage, Tay-Tay. Sorry to burst your bubble.
There is not a chance that is happening. And the second...
Then they're wrong.
And second, I mean, if you're dating someone... You got to be tearing that up.
Wait, hold on.
That's part of dating.
That's part of dating. This must be a generational thing.
That's part
thing.
Of dating.
Because in my generation, we don't tear that up. We date.
I'll give you maybe two dates.
Are you? No.
Maybe
no, Fisher.
Three. Maybe. If I really... Maybe three.
So you're saying...
But after
you're
that...
Saying,
after
you're
that,
saying that on the third date... Something is happening.
Say you ain't lying.
Something is happening.
That's right.
This on the third
three.
Date.
Oh, maybe before, but I'm not.
But
I'll give you three.
Past three, we're
I'm playing the music. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
No, sure. I had more respect. I know the guys make fun of you here, but I thought it was all a joke. I had more respect for you.
Oh, did you?
So you're telling me.
Oh, no. I don't know what I'll do.
So you're telling me. Your daughter's dating, and on the third date, in your mind, they're tearing each other up?
Okay, well, we're not talking about my daughter.
Oh, I crossed the line.
Speaking of tearing it up and a little business, good news for the Olympic athletes. The Olympic Village director, Laurent Marchand, revealed in an interview over the weekend that the 2024 Paris Games will have 300,000 condoms available for the 14,250 athletes staying in their quarters. That's like 21 a person. That's not that much. I would go ahead and reorder some right now. The handout reverses the policy of the 2020 Olympics. Even though they passed out condoms in the 2020 Olympics, they also had an intimacy ban on athletes due to the COVID pandemic. And I'm sure they followed that ban. I'm sure they did. But because they were supposed to keep their distance 6.5 feet apart to stop the spread, Well, I'm sure there's going to be, the spread is back. The spread is back. Anyway, Olympic business will be happening in France. We saw the athletes' rooms with the twin beds and the shelves, and they all are going to have a balcony overlooking the city of love. Oh yeah, a little Olympic business happening. So good news for the Olympic athletes. And then I see, speaking of the Olympics, since we're just around the corner, Russia and Belarus. They're banned from the opening ceremony. I know, that's sad. So the athletes from Russia and Belarus who are able to participate in the Olympics as, I don't know, individual neutral athletes. So there's 12 individual neutral athletes with a Russian passport and 7 individual neutral athletes with Belarusian passport who have qualified for the Olympics. I guess they're there, but they're not representing anyone. They're just individual neutral athletes. All right, that's fine. So the conditions of their inclusion include competing without flags, emblems, or anthems of their country. Wow. So anyway, they are not going to be a part of the opening ceremony. And they said, yeah, you know what? We'll let you know about the closing ceremonies. Oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah, you think maybe we could know? Yeah, no, not right now. Look, just you're not doing the opening. And you could be there. We're going to set you off to the side. Sure, you could. I mean, you got to be able to watch it. We'll set you up off to the side where you can watch it, but you're not participating in it. And the closing ceremony, we'll let you know. Okay, so just zip it for now, okay? As long as we're talking about sports, ESPN signed their new deal with the college playoff system through the 2031-32 season. They have a couple years left on their contract still, so they're extending their deal with the college football playoffs. ESPN and college football playoff, the extension worth $1.3 billion a year. Kind of sweet. Good for them. And this I don't quite understand. Sports Illustrated is going to live on. They were going to pull the plug on the magazine, I guess, in May. But the digital sports media company Minute Media has agreed to partner with Sports Illustrated, reportedly overseeing all editorial operations across digital and print platforms for the next 10 years, with a possible extension of 20, with another 10 after that. And they, you know, there was no financial terms. Why don't we do it in a magazine? I mean, Sports Illustrated is a brand in and of itself. And maybe that's what they're thinking. Maybe the magazine will just be a little flyer that they pass out. Yeah, that's our magazine. Look at that basketball player. But the real deal is, I mean, with social media, Sports Illustrated can cover all those sports as their own entity. I don't want to, call me. email me, chewingthefatattheblaze.com. I'm happy to help you out, Minute Media, and help with your deal. But I don't quite understand it. I mean, Sports Illustrated has already been in trouble, right? They were using AI that got them in trouble. They couldn't pay their bills, so Authentic Brands ousted them, said, ooh, you can't make your licensing payment? Yeah, you're out. Have a nice day. And that's what was ending the print publication. So I make Sports Illustrated, they say, well, we're going to broaden Sports Illustrated's global presence. Well, you're not going to do that with a magazine. You most definitely aren't going to do that with a magazine. So you should absolutely use social media and use the Sports Illustrated brand as you can cover all the sports. And just I just don't understand why the magazine. I mean, those let me ask you a question. When's the last time you actually purchased a magazine? No joke. When's the last time? I can't even. Some of the doctor's appointments that I go to, they don't even have magazines in the lobby anymore. I can't even read. I can't even get an interior design magazine at the doctor's office anymore. That's what's wrong with America right there. When's the last? Doctor's offices aren't even buying magazines. What are we even talking about? So I do read all the emails that you send, chewingthefat@theblaze.com, and I got a couple of them here I want to respond to. One, the other day we did the story about Tucson, Arizona, having free showers for the community's unsheltered humans. And, you know, it's, oh, I'm sorry, the inner city off-grid living humans. Well, I got an email that reminded me, hey, not only does Tucson have mobile showers, we have a free transit system since 2020. The SunTran bus system became free for people to ride starting in March 2020. Every 6 months, they were supposed to review whether or not to start charging people again. That's me laughing, not the email. 4 years later, it's still free. It runs from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. I've met several homeless, unsheltered people who have plotted out bus routes for the different soup kitchens and shelters throughout the city. And in the summer, it's good to be in the air-conditioned bus instead of sweating somewhere outside. So according to this email, I want to help people, but nothing is free. And then he thanks me for the show. And he talks about Tucson. Tucson may be the place to move. That might be the place to live. I'm a fan of that. Then I got an email from Helen. Helen said, Jeffy, we took our son to the White House Easter egg roll in 1990 because we talked yesterday about PETA wanting them to use potatoes instead of eggs, which I thought, that's not really a bad idea. I kind of agree with PETA for the first time, maybe ever. And according to Helen, the eggs are wood. They're wood already. They don't want it. And so they have a greetings. Her eggs has greetings from George and Barbara Bush. And I think that is the tradition. You can buy past Easter eggs at the White House Historical Society's website, which, I mean, I frequent. I can't tell you how often I've gone to the White House Historical Society's website. And, you know, then the emailer Helen jokes, can you imagine the White House lawn strewn with real eggs? Yes! Yes, I can. But they're not real eggs. So, PETA, calm down. They're not even real eggs to begin with, okay? That is awesome. I love that. I should have known that, actually. I did not realize, and that's a good point. I figured that they, you know, the White House chef hard-boiled, you know, a couple thousand eggs for Easter and did the egg roll there and the egg hunts and stuff. So, guess not. Guess they're not real at all. So, PETA wanting them to be potatoes, relax, okay? They're already not real. Boy, speaking of not real, I see where Coca-Cola said that all 20-ounce Coke bottles will be made from 100% recycled plastic starting this week. So if your Coca-Cola bottle feels a little flimsiest, that's a new word. I just started that word, flimsiest. That comes from the recycled plastic. Oof, that is not something I am looking forward to. So don't be messing with my Coke Zero bottles. Don't do it. And they will, but I'm just telling them not to. But they will. Okay, so this isn't really a joke. It's more educational. Educational. Today has been a business-filled day on Chewing the Fat. And these are tips from celebrities. Two tips under the bro code. Okay, and this is how to, you know, take care of a little business as a celebrity. Leonardo DiCaprio is quoted as saying, if a girl gives you her number, read it back to her with one wrong digit. If she corrects you, that means she's actually interested in you. Oh, yeah. And then we have the Johnny Depp bro code that could be my favorite. Could be my favorite bro code. From Johnny Depp. If you love two people, pick the second. Because if you truly loved the first, you wouldn't have fallen for the second. Think about it.
stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.